Hello, and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths and broadcast from the virtual world of Second Life.
Get yourself into a comfortable position with your feet on the floor, hopefully, or some other comfortable position. It's usually best to be upright, though, when you're doing this. It helps the visualization. And see yourself first as trees. This is sort of your energy body, what your energy body actually kind of looks like, a tree. Reaching up into the sky, your branches up into the sky and your roots down. And stretch yourself out nice and far. And feel your roots go deep, deep, deep into the earth. Into that nurturing energy. Okay. And imagine a giant crystal miles down below your roots. It's going to be amplifying the energy that she's going to send. So, Mother Earth sends her nurturing and her love. We're in her energy field all the time. But now feel it consciously coming up through you. As you breathe. And when you breathe, know that you're taking in energy and feel it. And know that as you breathe out, you're breathing out things that you no longer need. Stresses and tensions of the day. And if you find that there is tension in any part of your body, just allow it to release now. Take a deep breath and breathe it out. And breathe in some fresh energy. And reach with your branches way up high and let that nurturing energy from Mother Earth run up through you. Out, aimed at the cosmic suns and back down. They send their energy through your branches, down through your trunk, down through your roots and back into the earth. Let us become a conduit for that. As usual, it is best to just let it circulate. Energy is meant to circulate. It is not meant to be static. So, allow it to circulate. And you can see yourself circulating it both around, up out of your head, and down and back up through your roots, recirculating your energy and both out of your roots, up into your head and through you. Because it works both ways, it runs both ways, actually. And actually, I got a power increase as I did that. I just upped a little bit as I did that. Okay. And being mindful of your breathing and breathing fully and in a relaxed manner, because breath is so important. That's how we take in energy, really. One of our main ways to take in energy is breathing. Never take it for granted, because if you ever find yourself in deep water, you will not take your breathing for granted anymore. And actually, we are kind of in deep water now, but that's a different story. It's a different kind. One of these days, we'll have to learn to get our oxygen, breathe water. Beta fish have an interesting organ on their in their heads called a labyrinth that does that. They actually can get oxygen out of the air as well as their gills, which get it from the water. So maybe we can do the backwards way. Maybe we can learn to get it from the water instead of the air. One day. But I'd want it to be pure enough that it wouldn't pollute me, right? So... So see yourself as definitely taking in energy as you do this and allowing it to circulate around you and allowing it to... The more you let this energy circulate through you, the clearer you'll be. And it will actually help clear those pathways to allow you to take in more and to move more energy through you. So, okay, and now you feel a connection between the earth and the sky. See yourself as energy and everything around you. Realize that it's all just energy. Things only become particles when we observe them. When we are sensing them that way, when they are not, they are only wave probability. So, we can manipulate probabilities, and we do it all the time, consciously or not. Most of the time unconsciously. But realize that you are a receiver of electrical information, data. And what you see and what you feel is your personal interpretation of those impulses, those signals. And so, if you can change your personal interpretation, you can change your experience of them. And now I'm hearing the energy tones again, very loudly. I think Mother and Father are on their way. Yes, here they are. They've joined our circle. They were watching all the time, but now they've actually come into the circle. And settled themselves. Actually, it's us who have managed to settle ourselves down enough to make an interface with them. Because they're always around, actually. So, now... Let's get ready to receive this energy. Let's make our pillar of light by seeing that beautiful little blue dot, that blue-white dot, just inside our skull, just between our eyebrows. See that expand to fill our whole bodies. All the way down to our toes, all the way out to our fingertips. This beautiful blue-white light. And then we place our hands together, just the fingertips touching, and a little bit of space between the palms, and a little bit of space between the fingers. And make a space for that energy ball to form. And as you feel that energy ball forming between your hands, allow it to get bigger and brighter. And you can make it quite big and quite bright. It's all up to you what you want to do and how much you want to do it. How much you feel you need to do it. This is all up to you. You do have control over this. and you can start to pull your hands apart just a little bit to let it grow. Okay, and pulled them apart a little farther. I guess I need to make a rather large energy ball at this point. And then when you make it very bright and you've got it a nice size, gently slide it into your heart chakra area and put one palm over the other. To anchor it there, kind of feed it a little bit more and get it all settled in there. There we go. And now, put a palm on either side of your throat. With your arms crossed, you can do this and form another energy ball between your palms. Make it nice and big and bright. Slide it into your throat chakra. Now connect it all. Make a column of blue-white light. Let it grow. Let it completely cover your body. Be large enough to completely fit your whole body in. And then expand it further. You can reach your arms out to see how far your arm reach is. Expand it out that far. And then if you desire to expand it farther, you can do so. If you want to encompass the room or whatever you want to encompass with this light, and I think we'll think about encompassing the earth with it, because we certainly could use that healing. Give a little bit back here, because that also means that every being in the energy field of Mother Earth will be receiving some of this. And then push it out to the limits of the atmosphere. And see that energy circulating, okay? Now, I'm calling the Reiki energy. Energetically, the energy mostly comes out of these openings in your palms and your feet. But however you see it flowing through you, this time I want you to look at it as you're putting the energy in, as you're actually laying your hands on the earth, on the planet. Once again, we're dropping this into the energy field of the earth. And those who can absorb it will, and those who can't will reject it, of course, but that's their choice. We realize that it's their free will. It's everybody's free will to either accept or reject this. But sending it out freely, And now the grace energy. And we're all familiar enough that we know how this feels. Weave that in too. Okay, that feels very interesting. I got all of these because of the storm, maybe, but it feels very, very sort of prickly and energetic right now to me, so I'm having a really fun time over here. It's really tingly. And it's a very high-pitched noise that I'm hearing, so... What I'm gonna say now is your personal guides. I ask them now to be with us so that you can take a moment to communicate, ask them what you need to know, ask for help if you need it, guidance. Okay. Okay, Mother and Father want to give their blessing. She comes over and stands on your right and says, I love you. I've always loved you, and I always will love you. There is nothing you could ever do to make me love you any more or less. Our love is unconditional and eternal. And he comes and stands on your left and says basically the same thing. I love you. I have always loved you. I always will love you. There is nothing you could ever do to make me love you more or less. Our love is eternal, and our love is unconditional for you. They say we are always here for you, and always remember that. We're part of you. And you are part of us. And they lay some special energy. I feel them floating some special energy to us right now. This is meant to help us with these things that are going on, these things that are going on very fast right now. They're going to give us some information as to what to do during this time, what we can do. One of the things we don't want to do, of course, is fear. Fear is actually a tool of those who want to subvert our power, basically our own personal power. Fear is a tool, they're saying. Fear is a tool used by those who want to lay claim to your power . So one of the best things we can do right now, as I'm hearing it, is to not fear, but to be proactive and realize we have some power over the situation. As a matter of fact, we all have ultimate power. We just have to get past some of our limited thinking. We have some very limited thinking right now still running around in the world. Unfortunately, we do. Fortunately, though, more and more people are coming online and saying, okay, yeah, we can do something about this. There is enough hope in the world that it's going to be okay. We can mitigate some of this. We don't have to have it quite as bad as it could be. Okay? It could get very, very bad. It doesn't need to. We can change it to where it's not so bad, at least for ourselves. We might not be able to change some things for the world at large. We can change what effect it has on us, though, and our place in that. Okay, because being aware that you have some kind of choice is a good first step toward that. We do have some kind of choice. We do have a choice. We don't have to just be victims of fate. So that's one of the main messages I'm getting, is that we're not to think of ourselves as victims of fate. We're to remember that we have ways of dealing with this stuff. Okay, and we'll be backed by it, because nature is actually going to back us. Okay? They're going to back our efforts. Even the elementals are in on this. They're going to back the efforts of the people that are going to make the positive changes, because it benefits them too. Actually, all of the realms that are connected to us will benefit from it, as far as I can tell. So we are going to get a lot of help, and we are getting a lot of help. So once again, if you get some kind of guidance, you really need to follow it. And I guess that's it for today. That's pretty much it for today.
Thanks for listening. I hope to see you in-world and enjoy our website at dragonintuitive.com.